Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Monday, August 8th edition of the program. The Senate Democrats party line vote, of course, passed the Inflation Reduction Act. It heads to the House where it will clearly go through. And now the Biden agenda on a scaled down version is going to become law. It's going to sick the IRS on people. It's going to spend a lot of money on Green New Deal boondoggles. We will discuss all of that. Plus, Chef Gordon Ramsay gets in a bit of trouble because he picked a lamb that he said looked yummy for his meal. And Bill Maher slams people for the fat acceptance movement. We're going to be discussing these things in just a moment, my friends. News broke late last week of a cyber attack on Twitter that happened last December. Some 5 million accounts were part of the data breach. Phone numbers and email addresses of over 5.4 million Twitter accounts were placed for sale on the dark web. With that kind of info, a cyber thief can set up and open accounts in the names of those affected. Twitter confirms the data plug was fixed, but the data that was stolen is now for sale on the black market. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed so often, and most often just like this, a data breach of a well-intended company, but no match for a determined cyber hacker. Protecting your identity, though, can be easy with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like cyber thieves pretending to be you, take out loans, credit cards, things like that. And if you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Identity theft protection starts here. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code BUCK. That's B-U-C-K. Promo code BUCK for 25% off. Kamala and the Senate Democrats cheer as they pass the Inflation Act, which doesn't actually do anything about inflation, but this is the world we live in now.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
I'm just going to say, and I know it's not what people on the right want to hear first and foremost, how the heck did we lose those two Georgia Senate seats? I said it at the time. It was 2 years ago now. A little less than 2 years ago. This is after the November election. I said, look, as long as we can get one of those Georgia Senate seats, the 2020 election was not a total total disaster. But we didn't. We dropped two Senate seats, and it's just a complete own goal. I mean, an unforced error of the worst kind for the GOP there, and a lot of blame to go around. All right, now let's look at what's in this. You got to pay very close attention to the language, okay? The language that they use, because they're not trying to inform you. They're trying to program you. They're trying to tell you to think certain things. So they initially wanted a $3.5 trillion reconciliation package to go through. That was the Build Back Better agenda. But everyone realized if it's that big, people can put two and two together and understand that at a time of high inflation, this is that's just insane. I mean, that's even for the most dim-witted voter who isn't a pure commie ideologue of the Democrats, spending another $3.5. It really was $5 trillion, actually, when you added the non-mandatory spending into it that would have become mandatory. The deal is far slimmer than the $1.75 trillion version the House passed in October. That's how CNN is pushing this. It's not that much slimmer, but it's smaller than that, too. So now they're supposed to be all acting like this is a middle path, but it's just bad. It's not going to help. So they are selling this to you with a minimum tax only on corporations and bringing down prescription drug prices. And then green energy investments. What are those investments supposed to be? Does anyone really think that government is a good venture capitalist when it comes to energy production? Nobody who is paying attention. But the bill allows for Medicare drug price negotiation to occur. So we'll see how effective they are at this. I would also note that this will likely result in pharma companies jacking up the prices of drugs for other people in other places. And this is just the nature of how this stuff works, right? They tell us, oh, isn't this so great? We've got this one area where you're going to see a reduction, but it's like squeezing the balloon. There'll be other places. But anyway, limit on Medicare out-of-pocket drug costs. So they're trying to buy off seniors. That's their lead here. Trying to buy off seniors who, let's be honest, worry less about the long-term structural economic reality of spending trillions and trillions of dollars here in general. Not all seniors, but a lot of them do, because it is much less likely to affect them in, let's say, 15 or 20 years in a meaningful way. But the Affordable Care Act subsidies are in here as well. So more subsidies for that. They're making insulin capped at $35 a month. Climate provisions. The deal would be the biggest climate investment in U.S. history. This is what they're really excited about. Greenhouse gas emissions slash 40% by 2030. Well, by the way, they're not going to hit that. Not even close. But they just say that because if they said we're going to do all this and spend hundreds of billions of dollars and it's going to reduce CO2 emissions by, 1% or 2%, which is probably what will happen, maybe 4 or 5%, everyone would say, well, that's just stupid. Why are we doing it? This whole thing is stupid. They're extending tax credits for electric vehicles. So, you can get a few grand off the cost of the $70,000 Tesla they want you to buy now. Although they don't want you to buy Tesla because that's Elon Musk's company. They want, one of those other electric vehicles out there. Let's see what else we have. $60 billion toward domestic clean energy manufacturing. $60 billion just giveaway to windmills. This is what it's really about, folks. Your tax dollars going to inefficient, pointless green energy programs. Tens of billions of $60 billion. $30 billion production tax credit for wind solar and battery storage. So basically, they're throwing here at least $100 billion to the green energy interests. So, yeah, there you go. So when you're writing your, or not even writing your check, because a lot of people just have it taken out of their bank account. When you're having money taken out of your bank account every year, just know that this is what's, or every pay period, I mean, this is what's going on. 15% minimum tax on large corporations. And this is the part of it that really drives me nuts. The massive expansion of the Pentagon. Ted Cruz spoke about this. The Pentagon, I'm sorry, did I say the Pentagon? I meant the IRS. Ted Cruz says they want to make it larger than the Pentagon. Listen.
There are a lot of bad things in this bill, but few are worse than the proposal by Democrats in this bill to double the size of the IRS and create 87,000 new IRS agents. I guarantee you citizens in every one of our states, if you ask them what do they want, they don't want 87,000 new IRS agents. And they're not being created to audit billionaires or giant corporations. They're being created to audit you. I believe personally we should abolish the IRS, but at a minimum, we shouldn't make the IRS larger than the Pentagon, the State Department, the FBI, and the Border Patrol all combined. That's what the Democrats are proposing here. It is a terrible idea.
It is an awful idea. But you see, the libs always believe that their people run the system, and therefore they will never actually suffer the consequences of this. And to an extent, that's true, because they tend to be wealthy enough along the coast, along the enclaves, or they're in a protected group that they don't think the government will target. But the reality is that actually a lot of people who are in the middle income bracket, even the lower middle income bracket, end up getting audited. The reality here is that the IRS is enforcing an absurd tax code. Okay. This is not hiring a whole lot of detectives to serve homicides, which is one, very important, and two, very clear, don't kill people. Okay. That we can all be, we should all be able to be held to that standard, right? By the way, we don't have enough detectives, just to be right up to speed with where the situation is. We don't have enough cops, but they want plenty of IRS agents to enforce a tax code that is by design and by definition, as they set it up, by the actual text, it doesn't make sense. You can go to different accountants, you can go to different tax specialists, and they can give you their best assessment of whether something is legal or not, and it will be in opposition to each other. Ask any good tax attorney you know, are there gray areas? Are there places where a judgment call has to be made? And now you're going to have government stooges who are being pressured to just take as much revenue out of your hands as possible. And the whole point is to scare you. So you just send them a check right away. Right away, send them a check. I've got to say, it's appalling to me, and everybody else should see it the same way. But this bill is terrible. There's a lot in this bill that is going to make the economy contract. There's a lot in this bill that is a waste of money. It's a payoff for ideological buddies of the Democrats. The whole thing is an abject mess. And it just goes to show you, friends, elections have consequences. We need to win this upcoming midterm, or they're going to do more of this crap. And you can't trust anybody with a D by their name. Joe Manchin, totally. When I say he's a sellout, I know he's a Democrat, but he sold out himself, as in he sold out what he said he wouldn't do just a few weeks ago. Let's turn up the heat on him, and he caved. That's exactly what happened here. Gordon Ramsay is one of my favorite chefs. I think he's really one of the best. I'll tell you this. He's entertaining. He also makes really good. I'm not an excellent chef, but I can competently make a menu of about 10 different things well. And I do make the best scrambled eggs in the world. I'm just telling you. I know how to make scrambled eggs really, really well. It is based on Gordon Ramsay's technique, so I give him full credit. But I've gotten, you know, I've added a little bit here and there, a little bit of panache, a little pizzazz, a little razzle dazzle to the buck eggs. That's right, a little bit of bam from the Emerald days. But now Gordon Ramsay's in trouble, which it's remarkable to me that he doesn't get in more trouble with the wokesters, just because he seems, you know, he played football growing up and was professional, I think, for a while. You know, my sense is he's a bit of an alpha male, and they usually hate that. But here he is. There was a video posted on TikTok where he said that those lambs look so yummy. He saw little baby lambs because he was making lamb chops that night. Watch.
I'm going to eat you. Yummy, yum, 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 yum. Yummy, yum, 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 yum. Which one's going in the oven first? You. Oven time.
Now, look, it's a little weird, right? Like, I don't know that you got to take, like, that approach to it. Which one of you, you know, talking to them? It's a little weird, but it's kind of funny because I think a lot of libs who aren't vegans, a lot of libs who do eat meat are deeply opposed to the idea that you actually kill animals to eat meat, which doesn't really add up, does it? There's a bit of a disconnect there. And then speaking of eating, Bill Maher, who is upsetting the libs more and more these days because he knows it's impossible to be funny and to play by their rules. So he does occasionally have to break out and say things that are going to upset the wokesters. Here he is talking about the fat acceptance movement in America.
There's a disturbing trend going on in America these days, rewriting science to fit ideology or just to fit what you want reality to be. We've gone from fat acceptance to fat celebration. That's new. That is new. To view letting yourself go as a point of pride? We used to at least try and be fit and healthy, and society praised those who succeeded. Now the term body positivity is used to mean I'm perfect the way I am because I'm me. It's Orwellian how often positivity is used to describe what's not healthy.
At a certain point, the science, hashtag the science, you'll notice not a lot of doctors want to speak about this. At a certain point, BMI, body mass index, it is deeply unhealthy. And it also affects, for men, it affects testosterone levels. It affects levels of depression, obviously cardiovascular health. I mean, your health at a certain point of excess adipose tissue, of body fat, is in a state of, it's plummeting. And that's just the fact. That's a reality. Same that men or women, I'm sorry, men, no, men cannot be women and women cannot be men. Whoops. See, the propaganda seeps in. At a certain level, fatness or being fat is just truly unhealthy. And so it's one thing to say, look, not every a lot, the genetics does play a role in this stuff. You won't often hear that. I mean, I'm telling you, I had a roommate in college who ate like Belushi in Animal House. I mean, he would just eat like a wheel of brie, you know, as if it was a rice cracker. I mean, and the guy had like an 8-pack. Genetics do play a role in this, which people don't often, everyone's genetics play a role in their body fat levels and their physique. But you got to operate with what you got, right? And everyone can be healthy. Not everyone, you know, much to my chagrin, sadly for me, not everyone's going to be, you know, an Abercrombie model. No matter how much work you put in the gym, unless you're going to really change your diet radically too. But we got to be healthy, or at least aspire to be healthy. You know, I've gained a lot of LBs. I've lost a lot of LBs. I know the struggle. But this idea that the left has that we should elevate, I'm not talking about elevating curvy. I'm not talking about elevating, you know, healthy looking, maybe a few extra pounds. Clinical obesity is now in fitness clothing ads. Clinical obesity is now being praised. Now, you don't shame people, shouldn't be mean to people about it, should be encouraging and helping. Guys, I could use all the encouragement I can get these days when it comes to getting into the gym. But to pretend something is true that is not true, that's where we got to draw the line. Bill Maher's right on this one. And the left is freaking out at him. All right, everybody, more tomorrow. Shields high.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.